And Dick, we're so happy to
special guests have arrived.
Two wonderful musicians in studio tonight, and one of which I think everybody out there is very familiar with, and actually both very familiar with, but here in Grand Marais, as far as Cook County connection goes, John Vesner.
Absolutely, yep. We have appreciated his contribution to this community for how many years has it been, John? We said 12.
The 12th year.
Wow.
Yeah, 12 years of putting on unplugged concerts for North House. Of course, John appeared on the scene a little before that with his father, and along with Dr. John Wood, made a decision to help out North House.
Right.
And has been doing so ever
John,
since.
And John, you have Minnesota connections going back to your youth, correct?
Back to my youth, and I'm from here.
Right.
I guess you can't get much more connected than that.
No, that's pretty
good. You're not from here now, though, are you?
Yeah. I'll always be from here.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, you're native to one place. And then, of course, Tom Paxton, who is just a living legend in music, and just great to have you here at our studio. You may have to move the mic a little closer, Tom.
A little closer.
There we go. Well, thank you very much.
How's that?
That's perfect.
That's good.
Welcome.
Thank you.
WTIPN.
I feel welcome here. It's a wonderful place.
It is. Yeah, it sure is.
Yeah, you're going to enjoy the surroundings here, I'm sure. Be inspired, maybe. Yeah.
I am. It's a gorgeous place, I'm lucky to finally get here.
Mm-hmm. Both of you guys will be on stage tonight. In fact, the concert starts at 7, and I'm amazed that you're here now, but it must be working.
Well, we're cool customers.
Yeah. You can rush down there and just jump in. And you'll be playing again tomorrow night for the unplugged version.
We will, yep.
And,
we're indefatigable.
You were much younger when I first knew you back in the 60s.
I was a lot younger
back
then, in the 60s.
So was I, actually.
How did you figure that out? You do the math.
We do the math, yeah. Yeah, as we think back to all the songs that you've written and played, and, you know, my thoughts, of course, when I hear your name, I go back to like the Woody Guthrie thought and other people, Pete Seeger. You always remind me of those folks because of similar music, similar styles.
Well, they're my heroes, those guys. I learned from listening to them. Mm-hmm. Of course, I'm more concerned with what I'm doing now than with what I did then. I treasure those memories. It was a wonderful time, a turbulent time, and lots of music being written, lots of struggles going on. It was great to be young then.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, how is your approach to music different now, if it is?
Well, it's great to be old now.
Yeah.
Actually, I don't think my writing has changed at all. My style is pretty much what it's always been. Maybe a few more shades to it, mm-hmm. a little more subtly, maybe. Mm-hmm. But I think of myself as like a farmer plowing the same field, coming up with another crop.
And you still enjoy plowing the field?
Oh God, yeah.
Good.
The act of songwriting can be very hard, very difficult, and frustrating, but it can also be very joyous.
Mm. Well, it must be, especially when you had success like you two have had. It must make you feel really fine when
it
that
does
song
indeed.
Comes out.
Yes.
Well,
when does that joyous part start?
The joyous part?
Yeah.
Oh, that's the part where you leave the room and I say, boy, we really got a song here.
Yeah. We wrote one today.
Yeah.
Oh, you wrote together.
We wrote a song today, yeah.
You've been
putting on songwriting clinics, I believe.
Yeah, but we did this on our own.
Then we took our own medicine and went and wrote a song.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Good for you.
We've written some songs lately.
So is that a prelude, introduction to what you're going to play for us tonight?
No. This song is not ready to be heard.
Gotcha.
It has some rough edges that have to get smoothed, but... we both know we have an actual song there that's going to be a
good
nice,
one, I think.
Yeah. A keeper.
I brought up some of where you've came from, to really sneak in a question for John, and as you think of the people that influenced you and who I think of now when I hear you sing and perform, John, what do you think about people that have picked up on where Tom has kind of plowed the field? Are there folks out there that just had to be influenced tremendously by listening to Tom Paxton?
Well, absolutely. I mean, I think there's been maybe a couple generations. The interesting thing, though, and I think the great thing about Tom is that a lot of people get lazy over time, or they get tired of it. And I think just, you know, he's got a tremendous amount of energy, and he strives for, I hate to use the word perfection, but he really, he's a great lyricist and melodist, and he does, he's not, I mean, I think his songs now, I marvel at how, you know, I mean, I don't know if I could do it, keep doing it like that, but I probably will.
Mm-hmm. Well, your songs too are just wonderfully crafted, and we've always talked about that, and a lot of the songs that Tom wrote, you know, before you guys got here, Dick brought up A Bottle of Wine, and when I think of that song, though, I think about somebody else who sang it that I heard on the radio.
Sure.
There's a lot of songs out there that you guys do that aren't necessarily associated with you in everybody's mind, but there they are. You wrote them. They're your songs. So.
Yeah.
Shouldn't we stop talking and let
these
guys play us
something? I think it's a great idea.
Okay, here's one I'm not doing tonight, so I wrote it in about 93, 94, something like that. Getting up early to see the mist still kissing the land, to watch the sunrise the way the great creator planned, to walk the long grass, get my legs all covered with dew, getting up early, remembering you, getting up early, remembering you. Out in the meadow, I see the cows beginning to graze. I watch a crow fly. I see the sun start burning the haze. These summer mornings, there's not a whole lot left to do but getting up early, remembering you. Getting up early, remembering you. How many times did we greet the morning sun and send the stars off to bedtime one by one? We'd sing, Mr. Tambourine Man, then we'd fall into each other's arms again. Getting up early, these days I just can't stay in bed. I make the coffee, an old song runs around my head. Out on the back porch, I've got a long day to get through. Getting up early, remembering you. Getting up early, remembering you. How many times did we greet the morning sun and send the stars off to bedtime one by one?
we'd sing Mr. Tambourine Man then. We'd fall into each other's arms again. Getting up early, these days I just can't stay in bed. I make the coffee, an old song runs around my head. Out on the back porch, I've got a long day to get through. Getting up early, remembering you. Getting up early, remembering you.
Just beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah. What great images that come through your mind when you hear a song
like that.
Yeah. Kind of like smelling the coffee in the morning. It just kind of hits a spot there. So that was just great.
Yeah, I got my microphone back
there. Oh, good.
I loaned
back,
it to him.
Huh? Yeah. Well, I'm glad you did. We could listen to that. Yeah.
No, that was beautiful.
Thank you.
John, what is going on with you musically now lately? You had a new CD out not too long ago. That was last year, I believe?
Yeah, I'm doing a lot of workshops, I've been working with a couple of the colleges, helping their music program, songwriting, and we've been recording. They're doing a documentary on what we recorded, and of course there's MPT station, or a Minnesota Public Television, so MPT, doing a documentary on North House this weekend, which is great. And then I've been starting to do some work with the Climate Reality Project in Al Gore. I'm in the process of, we're talking about putting a project together for that of environmental songs or songs that just sort of raise awareness to the people that are, he's trained literally thousands of people to go out and do the talk about basically the movie or their own version of it. Mm-hmm. And so we're trying to get music in that message too, because it's so powerful and it's so, it sneaks up on you, so. Mm-hmm.
And you found time to come up and visit us and bring your friends along too. Give your time to North House. We're sure appreciative of that.
Well, I asked my friends and they couldn't come.
Oh. So you worked that one in, that's for sure.
Oh, nicely done.
Yeah, that was a blow.
I hardly felt it slide between my ribs.
You know, you talk about a cause, writing music for a cause, and I'm wondering, Tom, you're always associated with causes or music for a cause. Are you still writing music for causes?
Well, you know, I don't think of it that way. I certainly have my causes, and who doesn't? We all have things in which we believe and for which we like to work. When I'm writing a song, I think I'm after a different fish to fry there. I'm looking for, I'm not a propagandist, mm-hmm. You know? I've never thought of myself as writing propaganda. I think I write songs on issues of the day, but not to tell anybody how they should feel about it, just to tell them what I see with my heart.
Oh yeah, I don't consider the music as propaganda either, nor most of the music that's written about issues is not. Doesn't seem like propaganda to me, so I accept that characterization. And John, I gather you would agree with that's not what you're trying to do with what you're writing now.
You know, we were talking about this today. You know, there are songs, and there are people that will write songs that will point a finger. And I think rather than pointing a finger, I'd rather shine a light on the problem. Ooh, there we ought to write that.
That was a nice thought.
Yeah. Okay, that was...
There's tomorrow's song right there.
We'll delete it, yeah.
So anyway, there'll probably be 10 of them. So anyway, you know, I think that... But shining a light and saying, on a problem and saying, you know, this is happening. You can do with what you wish, but we all, you know, whether it's the gun control problem or the environment or whatever, we all share in the problem and we all share in the solution.
Absolutely.
And where, you know, and so when I write a song, I either try to point, like Tom does this so wonderfully, is to point to, or to shine a light on it and say, this is actually happening, or say, you know, we're doing this, or I'm doing this, you know, but never you. Mm-hmm. Every time you get you in there, it's.
Okay, well, we better move on and have a little taste of your music here now.
Well, you know, I'll do a song. I don't know if I've ever done this on the Roadhouse. It's a song I wrote probably 20 years ago with Dave Mallett, and it's something I'm very passionate about, and I've been in a little town. This is kind of early on in this. You'll know what the song is about. And I was reading a paper about how this local town was trying to fight this big company. And I went back with this idea to Dave, and we wrote this song. So, there's a new superstore on the outside of town. It's the very first thing that you see, and people are coming from miles around. Well, the merchants on Main can't compete. It's got records and rugs and groceries and drugs on acres of cold concrete floor. And when I walked in, my head started to spin, and I forgot what I came in for. And I miss Main Street, where everyone knew you by name. I miss Main Street, Lord, how this little town's changed. There's no stopping it, I guess it's all part of progress, to trade in the old for the new. But I miss Main Street. What in the world is this world coming to? Now the old movie house is all boarded up, just waiting to be torn down. Between the new mall and that damned wrecking ball, they're making short work of this town. Well, folks these days just spend their pay in a discount atmosphere, and nobody knows where the money all goes, but none of it stays around here. And I miss Main Street, where everyone knew you by name. I miss Main Street, Lord, how this little town's changed. There's no stopping it, I guess it's all part of progress, to trade in the old for the new. I miss Main Street. What in the world is this world coming to? Lord, I used to love it here, when I was just a kid. If only you could see it now, the way that I once did. Oh, I miss Main Street, where everyone knew you by name. I miss Main Street, Lord, how this little town's changed. There's no stopping it, I guess it's all part of progress, to trade in the old for the new. I miss Main Street. What in the world is this world coming to? There's a new superstore on the outside of town. It's the last thing you see when you leave.
All right, you won't get any argument from anybody here on the topic of that song.
No, that's for sure.
And that's a perfect song.
It is.
Thank you.
Yeah,
it
really
I like
is.
To
it
tell
is.
This fellow who used to be my friend that that's a great song.
Thank you.
Well, the sweet thing is it hasn't happened in Grand Marais yet. So.
No, it's, they've maintained it. Look who popped in here.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jonathan
I'm gonna
Brown.
I'm going to step out of the way and, like, have him do whatever he does.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay,
yeah,
Jonathan,
maybe
why don't you move in there? We've only got a few minutes. We've got
yeah,
4 minutes left, and we got to go
minutes.
To football.
All right.
Do something good.
We don't want to get in the way
we may stretch a little beyond that, but we'll see how it goes. Yeah.
Not us.
All right.
Yeah, there's a football game. There's a football game tonight. Our high school team is playing. The Main Street team from Grand Marais is playing.
And we may just... continue as long as that we need to hear a little bit, so
okay.
That'd be just great. I know these guys have to get to the concert as well.
I do too.
And yeah, there you are. So Jonathan Brown joining us, and talk about somebody who can play a guitar. He's one of them. Thank you so much for coming up here yourself and for coming to North House.
I'm very grateful to be here. It's so beautiful. It's my first time up here.
Great. You've got a song ready for us? Can you introduce in? And
sure, yeah. This is a tune that I wrote quite a while ago. It's and again, I'm honored to be here with these two guys right here, John Vesner and Tom Paxton. And I wrote this tune and dedicated to Chet Atkins. I went up and visited his home in Luttrell, Tennessee, and he had a spring house on the property, and I felt compelled to write this finger-picking tune while I was up there. So this is called The Old Spring House. Thank you.
That was beautiful.
Very
huh?
sweet.
I could play like that too if I had different hands.
I know I couldn't no matter what.
That's beautiful.
Oh, thank
you. He is, yeah. Now, Jonathan, you're playing tonight as well?
Yes, sir.
And tomorrow night? Are you on tomorrow night too?
Great. Yes, I am.
So we got two opportunities. I'll get to see you tomorrow night. And of course, right now.
We just did. Great record. It's really
fabulous. I think. Did you have something in mind, John, for that all three of you can play, or should we go back to, have we got time for Tom to play another?
Absolutely. I just wanted to say one thing real quick about John. I was playing that stuff for Bernie Ledden, who was up here, you know, founding member of the Eagles, and he was listening. He says, boy, I really love that Chet Atkins style, he said. But he said, the difference with Chet is that he did that all with one guitar. And I said to Bernie, that is one guitar.
That's pretty amazing.
Like Chet always used to say, we fooled him again.
Yeah.
Another narrow escape. It's a long and dusty road, a hard and a heavy load. Folks I meet ain't always kind. Some are bad and some are good. Some have done the best they could. Some have tried to ease my trouble and mine. And I can't help but wonder where I'm bound, where I'm bound. Can't help but wonder where I'm bound. I've been wandering through this land, doing the best I can, trying to find what I was meant to do. And the people that I see look as worried as can be, and it looks like they are wondering too. And I can't help but wonder where I'm bound, where I'm bound. Can't help but wonder where I'm bound. I had a little gal one time. She had lips like sherry wine. She loved me till my head went plumb insane. But I was too blind to see. She was drifting away from me. And my good gal went off on the morning train. And I can't help but wonder where I'm bound, where I'm bound. Can't help but wonder where I'm bound. And I had a buddy back home, but he started out to roam. And I hear he's out by Frisco Bay. And sometimes when I've had a few, his old voice comes ringing through. And I'm going out to see him some old day. And I can't help but wonder where I'm bound, where I'm bound. Can't help but wonder where I'm bound. If you see me passing by, you sit and you wonder why. You wish that you were a rambler too. Nail your shoes to the kitchen floor, lace them up and bar the door. Thank your stars for the roof that's over you. And I can't help but wonder where I'm bound, where I'm bound. Can't help but wonder where I'm bound. No, I can't help but wonder where I'm bound, where I'm bound. Can't help but wonder where I'm bound.
Yeah. Wow, that was.
I know where I'm bound. Yeah, I'm bound down to hear these guys play tonight.
They're going
to
be on Mountain Stage tonight, and that starts at 7 o'clock, so you still have time to trip down there and see if you can't get yourself a ticket. I think there are some yet available. They'll also be playing tomorrow night at 7:30 down at North House Folk School, and that's Unplugged version of the weekend. And there are some tickets still available there
as
well.
A little bit, not much. I know tonight is really close, and so is tomorrow. I don't know where they are because they're selling them like crazy.
Well, give a call down there at 9762-387-9762, or just show up, and hopefully you're lucky. You can also hear it outside of the tent.
I suppose you
not
could.
Not quite as
you?
Well. Yeah. Last night you could, I know that.
Yeah.
But anyway, we want to sure thank Tom Paxton.
Poaching.
Tom Paxton, John Vesner, and Jonathan for joining us, Jonathan Brown, for joining us here tonight at the studio, and for also for coming up and supporting our community. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Thank you, guys.